The frantic mother raced outside, but the street was as silent as a tomb. The villagers had seen the giant scorpions pass by earlier and were afraid. Not even the woman's screams could persuade them to open their doors now.
"Help! Help!"
the wealthy woman screamed, pounding on door after door. Desperately, she shook her son's limp body. The loud screams reached the fisherman's hut and wakened Isis.
"Tefan," Isis called from the doorway, "who is that woman, and why does she need help?"
"She is the wealthy woman from the large house," Tefan explained.
"The woman who would not help us earlier. It seems her son is poisoned."
"How did this happen, Tefan?"
Isis stared hard at Tefan, for she already knew the answer. Tefan lowered his head.
"The boy has felt the scorpion's anger," he said at last.
Chapter 5. The Goddess of Life. Isis threw off the shawl that had been her disguise. As she walked out of the hut, her golden dress shone in the sunlight.
"Bring me your poisoned son," she called to the wealthy woman, "for I am Isis, mother of all things, and all things obey me, even the scorpion."
The wealthy woman fell to the ground in front of Isis. She held out the body of her lifeless son. Isis took the boy.
"Poison of Tefan, come out," Isis commanded. "Come out and fall harmless to the earth."
Isis called out the poison of the scorpions.